All right, joining us now, one of our favorites from oddshopper.com, Eitan Shander, sports betting expert, back with us here on The Lake Show. Eitan, how you been, man?
I'm great, Henry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here, I'm watching, I'm doing the show and also watching my my Timberwolves facing the Golden State Warriors. As we lead. Looking pretty good so far. I sold my tickets for tonight because clearly I'm here at work and can't make the game. But, yeah, I'm loving what I'm seeing right now. I didn't like what I saw in game number one, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the home series, right, meaning like the higher seed, liked what they saw in game one. But we like what we saw, at least in OKC, if you were a Thunder fan on game two. And I think at least it started out, you know, more of the same. What do they got? 15 points after one. No Steph is clear. And then, again, I know we talk betting and things along those lines. I think the two most obvious bets, meaning not like obvious that you have to get it, more public bets, the two biggest public bets, I think, in the world tonight were Jimmy Butler scoring a ton of points because Steph Curry's out, and Nick Castellanos hitting a home run because they named a new Pope.
I love it, man. I love it. I love with you when you're on the show. All right, so let's talk about, since we are the this is the hometown Timberwolves. The Warriors are up up 1-0 in this series. Curry's going to be out for at least a week. I'm thinking he could be out longer than a week. He's even made comments today that he's not going to rush back. What are you seeing? What are some of the best props for team or individuals that you've seen out there?
Look, I think whenever you have a situation where the star player is out in a playoff game, it opens up the possibility of a blowout. And that doesn't mean that every game, right, that Golden State's going to get blown out every single time now without Curry, what have you. But it means that there's now a stronger chance tonight, for example, that Golden State gets their doors blown off because Ant and everybody else in Minnesota hungry to avenge that home loss. They got shocked there by the Warriors. Oh, and by the way, you also have an aging team. Jimmy Butler's not young. Draymond Green, not young, right? So you're going to rely on other guys that, like Buddy Hield, for example, who can heat up at times, right? Jonathan Kuminga, who was essentially relegated to the back end of the bench for a while there. So what I looked at tonight was, on Golden State's side, I was looking at, all right, and look, they scored 15 points in the first quarter, so nothing looks good right now. But Moses Moody getting some looks, scoring some points, playing some extended time tonight. This guy, Patrick Spencer, he's from North Wales, PA.
Lacrosse.
Not far from me.
Yeah, the lacrosse guy, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this they created this guy on NBA 2K, and now he's out there playing, like, I don't know. They pulled him out of the stands, and he's out there playing tonight. So he could get run once Golden State is down. They're not going to put, they're not going to put Brandon Poge, you know, I put him out there, right? The Pods man. They're not going to keep Draymond Green out there for 35 minutes tonight, right? If they're getting crushed. So that's what I looked at. And then on the other side, I looked at Anthony Edwards going over 12.5 rebounds and assists. As great as he is of a scorer, you guys have seen it up close and personal. I think one of the playoff transformations, great ones in this postseason, is that Anthony Edwards doesn't have to score 35, yet it doesn't look like Jason Tatum, where he's just lost and like barely trying to contribute. I think Anthony Edwards has become comfortable as a better defender and somebody who can be on the glass and facilitate, especially driving and kicking, without needing to score 35.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that a guy like Rudy Gobert, do you think that he's a guy that that if you want to go and try to look at maybe what some of the stats are for him from a rebounding and specifically even a scoring standpoint, that you can maybe make a couple of dollars on him? Because I think that a lot of people will look and say he's not going to have that much of a factor, but I actually disagree because of how small Golden State is.
Yeah, I think there's something to it, right? A lot of it has to do, again, in this particular game versus the series. And I just want to make sure, right, that I clarify, because I think this game has a little bit more blowout lean than maybe any other game we'll see in this series.
Okay.
And the reason why I clarify that or add that qualifier is that Gobert's already got 5 through 1, right? Like, the rebounding prop was 10.5. Yeah, 10 is pretty much a key number for a lot of stats that are outside of points, right, depending on the guy. But, you know, the double-double, what have you for Gobert. It's a matter of how bad does this game get, right? Like, is this game out of hand? He's got 9, maybe 10 rebounds, and he sits most of the fourth. Because why? Because why have him out there when you're up by 35? So I think the rebounding prop gets a little interesting, but points for me is always where I'd like to attack. The one small, small angle for Gobert is if a lot of some books, not a lot, but some books will give you probably like plus 120, 130 or something like that for one assist, right? Like one assist. And yeah, I mean, you're basically predicating and basing this off of the fact that it's like a drive and not necessarily a kick, but maybe a hand, or maybe it's something off the pick and roll to where he can kick it out to a shooter, or just something freak. Right? It's like he's doubled for some reason, and he throws the ball out there. But that's kind of how my priority in Rudy Gobert is points, assist, and then rebounds.
Got you. We're talking to Eytan Shander, sports betting expert, oddshopper.com, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, let's turn our attention to the Eastern Conference right now because, man, the Knicks up 2-0 on the Celtics, major meltdowns. The Pacers up on the Cleveland Cavaliers 2-0. Talk about some of the best edges to take advantage of. What are some of the books showing there?
So right now, it's pretty much a pick 'em with the Knicks-Celtics series. And I don't think that you take anything specific as far as a series is concerned. But, you know, you're kind of looking at it like, all right, you've got a couple of days now, right? They don't play game 3 until Saturday. The entire world is questioning Jason Tatum's legacy, things along these lines. And Peyton Pritchard, who is the crowd favorite up there, just kind of fell apart off the bench. And he's the sexy favorite from the betting community because people can sneak in a bunch of threes, what have you. I'm in the playoffs, man. And for me, and I think for you and a lot of other people who know ball to whatever level or extent we do, and it varies, right? I think the one thing is, like, identify the consistency first. Where is the consistency with the Boston Celtics? It's got to be Derek White, right? Like, it's got to be right now what you're getting specifically from White, knowing that it's probably more of a PRA play for me. So I'm going to go over PRA for Derek White. And here's the other thing, too, right, is that, yeah, Jason Tatum comes back to normal, and, you know, Jaylen Brown maybe has a better second half, maybe doesn't have as good of a first half, what have you. But we have seen, no matter what's around him, that Derek White has been, I think, at least more consistent. So that's where I would go right away in that one. And then, look, I think on the Knicks side, Mitchell Robinson is going to be out there. This is a sneaky one here. Not every book will have it, what have you. But if I can get two, or here's the thing, if I can get over a half, meaning just one, free throw made, I'm jumping on that for Mitchell. You saw what that means. The hack of Mitch, what have you. Mitch Robinson didn't play out for a ton. And that free throw miss was absolutely brutal that we all saw on social, right, if you missed it live.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a sneaky play for Robinson.
Gotcha. We're talking to Eytan Shander, oddshopper.com, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. when you look at the other Western Conference series that everybody's been talking about, man, a massive blowout last night from the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Denver Nuggets. Knowing what we saw in game number 2, we know that Denver's probably going to be at home. They're going to be at home in game number 3, and they'll probably be an underdog. Do you think that is a good opportunity to take advantage of the Joker and the Denver Nuggets getting refocused?
Yeah, I'm going to take the points here, to be honest with you. I think that there are a couple of things that I would look at. Oklahoma City is going to come out hot in the first half. That's just how they're going to play, especially off this big win. They've been to the playoffs. They have a guy in SGA who's a leader. And I think that they're well coached to, you know, an extent to where you have a guy not getting in the way. I do think they're focused. I do think they come out. They don't let the fact that, you know, they're down, that they lost home court, what have you. But Denver is tough. And Jokic, when they're in the game and Jokic is on the floor, it's just so tough. It's like trying to knock out a boxer that just no matter what you give him or her, right, like no matter what you give that boxer, it's just not working. And you just keep throwing. It's a scene out of a movie, right? It's like a fight scene out of the movie where the small Stallone or whoever is just throwing punch, 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 and it's just not working. Right? And you're just like, are you serious? Right? So that's the point, I think, about Joker and about Jokic is, all right, well, who else is working around him? If it's not Aaron Gordon, is Michael Porter Jr. going to finally come alive? Probably not. Jamal Murray, right? Like, you're looking around. The best bet on the board continues to be, if it's below 15 points, the best bet on the board continues to be Russell Westbrook getting to at least over whatever it is, less than 15 or 15 plus. And if I can quote anybody out there who knows the show Seinfeld, what else can they do? What else can the Denver Nuggets do off the bench? They've got nobody. Look, they were up by 20. They're down by 20. Russell Westbrook's going to be out there on the floor because they don't have a bench. So I love Westbrook going over his point total, so long as it's below 15 points, and I'm going to take the points with the Nuggets, too.
Hey, are you – now, I know you're a busy guy. I'm not sure. Are you currently watching the –
not as busy as you.
Are you currently watching the Wolves and the Warriors right now, or are you in transition heading somewhere?
No, I'm in the car only because I've got a 4-year-old and 18-month-old, and my wife is asleep. And if I wake any one of those three human beings up, my friend – it's over.
No, no. The only reason why I was asking
I'm
is
watching the game cast as we speak.
Oh, okay. I was going to. Your guy Draymond at it again. He's out here elbowing people in the face.
I just saw the technical. I see 8:46. Draymond Green technical foul. So the context is what? That he just took an elbow and blasted Mike Conley in the mouth?
No, no, no. Naz Reid is guarding him up close, and he flails and throws a flagrant elbow. And now he's cussing out the refs. Like, Draymond, bro, your team needs you. Your team needs you. Be better. Don't be the Draymond that's going to lose his mind right now.
Maybe it's the NFL mentality that I have here, but it's like I'm trying to think of this is like a guard in the NFL just wilding out and being allowed to continue to wild out. Like, he's good. He's an all-timer in certain areas, but
he's losing
not a needle mover on the floor anymore, and it's just like...
Wait, did he get ejected?
With Jalen Brunson.
For a second, I thought he almost... For a second, he was about to get ejected. It looked like for a second...
That's what I mean!
But they've calmed him down, and they've taken him out of... Well, Steve Kerr's taking him out of the game. He's like, dude, I can't look... This is... It's so crazy because when you look at Draymond Green... I view Draymond as clearly he's a Hall of Fame basketball player, right? But he's a Hall of Famer to me because of he's a good defender. He's got a nice basketball IQ, but he's definitely the guy that gets more props because of the credit of the work that everybody got in the group project. Like, Draymond's never the guy that was the brains of the operation, but because he got the two best geeks and nerds that he's doing the homework with or the project with, he's going to be elevated because of that.
Three at one point. So that doesn't sound like a Hall of Famer to me, though.
Yeah, he's going to get in the Hall of Fame, though. He's going to get into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
True. Let me clarify. He will get into the Hall of Fame because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame,
yes.
And you know, Yao Ming is in that sucker, right? But I think, to your point, if this is a small, to borrow a baseball term here, if this is a small room conversation, Draymond Green is not in the small room.
No. There's levels to it. Like, there's because, like, for instance, a guy like Draymond Green, in his mind, he will always talk trash and look down upon a Charles Barkley when we all know Charles Barkley is 10 times the player that Draymond Green ever was.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
You know?
100% agree with you on that. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think you can make that. But you know, like, a Hall of Famer doesn't necessarily have to win on his own. Like, Scotty didn't win on his own, but Scotty was still doing things. And Scotty was still, like, not just disappearing outside of when Jordan left, right? And and if Draymond Green is the biggest name on this Golden State Warriors team for an entire season, they don't make the playoffs.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm totally with you. Hey, Eitan, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I appreciate you taking some time out.
No, I appreciate you, brother. Sorry for the pushback on the show. It's my pleasure.
It's all
Anytime
good, man.
I can get on with you, Henry. You know that.
It's all good. That's Eitan Shander, sports betting expert, oddshopper.com. And, yes, no apologies needed because he is the man.